Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for a great mate debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
What do we have, Hack?
A lovely couple, Luke and Thea, today, and we get to decide who gets a medical procedure done. I think it might be a first.
Oh, gosh.
How are we qualified for this?
I don't know. Come on down.
We're not.
Like, why do people... Okay. Who won the toss?
Luke.
Luke, you get to go first.
Yay.
Yes, have the medical procedure. Whatever it is, just
hold on.
Slice it off.
Great. Thank you.
Okay, what is it?
All right. Well, me and my wife, Thea, you know, we've got two kids already. One's 9, one's 7.
Okay.
And now we're about to have a third kid that we didn't plan on.
Oops.
Oh, Daisy. Happens. Mm-hmm. Good for you guys. Sounds like your relationship is going well. Right?
Yeah. True. I mean, you know, we're still excited. We just didn't plan it.
Sure. Okay.
So where we are is our, you know, once this kid is born, we've decided that, you know, we definitely don't want any more after that. That's it. Three is enough.
Yeah.
Our first two kids were delivered by C-section, and our third will probably be 2.
That is, yeah.
Like, okay, I'll let you continue before I ask.
Oh, you will?
So, you know, I think while they're doing the procedure, they should probably just, you know, get her tubes tied. That's my thought.
Yeah, they're in there, so they can just, tubes are right there, just
exactly.
Hit them with the wood-burning kit or whatever they do.
No.
That is...
Yeah, they're already
basically
opening her up and performing major surgery. It just makes more sense to get it done then, and then we'll never have to worry about it again.
Okay, sound logic.
Yeah, and she will already have to recover from the childbirth, so I can, you know, help her get back to health after both procedures at the same time. And I think it's a win-win for everybody.
I have a feeling she wants something different, so let's just bring her in right away. Thea?
Yay.
What's your idea?
Congrats.
Congrats on the baby. Coming,
thank you.
The upcoming.
So I absolutely think that Luke should be the one to get a vasectomy.
I've already gone through two pregnancies. I put my body through so much. This is going to be my third. And, you know, he hasn't had to do anything. And, I think it's unfair that I'm expected to get my tubes tied now, too. Like, you know, like, yeah, they're already going to be in there. But, like, a vasectomy is such a minor surgery. And I feel like it's kind of the least thing that he can do to repay me for having three kids and going through three pregnancies. Like, it's so, childbirth is so much to deal with. It's so hard on your body, especially a C-section. And I don't think it's wrong, you know, to ask him to take this on instead of me having to undertake another procedure.
I understand what you're saying. And unlike Erica, I'm not solely convinced already which one of you is right. But I would ask you, the recovery from your C-section, I've been through it twice with my ex-wife. Sure. Is not always all that fun, but it wouldn't be any worse having your tube tied. Is that true? It wouldn't, because they're not making a second incision. Your organs have all already been taken out and set everywhere while they take your baby out.
Yeah, keep going.
It's a horrifying thing.
Right. Keep talking, please. You're helping make
No,
her
I'm not.
Face.
It's because like they're in there.
She's been through enough.
It feels like you're going to get all the way to the finish line and then turn around and go, you run the race.
Absolutely. She's ran so many.
Yeah. I mean, like you just said, they're going to have everything on the table. And I feel like it's
there.
Not a lot to ask.
Thea, could I ask, is the C-section completely 100% solidified, or is there the potential for a VBAC, which I only know of because I have so many friends who have had children, where you are actually able to not have a C-section?
Yeah. Or do you want to just
be honest?
Yeah. Okay. I'm just going to say this. With my ex-wife, there was no choice.
Right. Some people do not have the choice, but a lot of people do now. It's a new thing.
She's already got this.
Yeah. Well, perfect. So let's make the scar worse. If
can I? Okay. 303-222-5423. Text or call, pick a side. Let's just pretend that Thea's a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
So she doesn't do a lot of driving, and Luke has to drive hundreds of miles each way every day. Oh, that's
hundreds
horrible.
Of miles.
It's like, it's a terrible, he's like, oh my God, I'm so tired of driving. Whatever. And then she's like, oh, there's a restaurant like on your way home. Can you just stop and grab some of my favorite food? And he's like, but I do all the driving already, so you should drive and get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's no, but it's on your way. It's like literally, you just drive right it's on by. Your way. Just
but
grab
in this
it on the
scenario,
way.
Scenario: she's at home with the children.
Yeah, but she hasn't done any of the driving.
Though. I know, but she's done all the child.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. She hasn't
so
done
she's
any of the
all
driving.
The pregnancy.
Yeah, but she hasn't done any of the driving. So she should. Mm-hmm. She should drive. Yeah.
She'd probably love a break from the kids
even
to
though,
go drive.
Even though it's on his like.
Yeah, and we're not saying Luke doesn't help with the kids. Luke, do you help with your current?
No,
kids?
No, I'm sure he does. I wasn't making that point.
I'm just saying he'll have to recover from a surgery.
Wonderful.
And the recovery on a vasectomy is not bad.
No. You ice
right,
your...
but the extra recovery on tubes tied versus a C-section is zero difference. Zero. They're already in there. It's zero difference.
But why
so
is
why
it always
do you
on
want
the
your
women?
Husband to suffer? Because they're already in there. If she were having a VBAC and then he's like, hey, they should rip you open anyway into your tubes, then that's... That's outrageous.
For sure. But and I'm just saying that's...
We're already going in, already getting recovered. To me, honestly, it feels a little bit like you guys are keeping score. And that gives me... I don't like that at
it
all.
It is not
like,
great when you keep
it score. Just feels like... I know it's unfair, but it does... I think it makes more sense because they're already going to do the procedure. Yes, it's unfair, but it does make more sense. And that we don't keep score.
You don't... You're... Erica, you're so convinced because he hasn't. So he has to go through pain.
It's just that women go through so much, not just physically, but like hormonally.
She's going to go through it anyway. It's just like the sandwich shop on the way home.
But he seems
unwilling. You're going anyway.
It's not that he's going, honey, which one should we do? He seems like he's like, it's up to you. You're already doing it. It's like, you got to be willing to meet your partner where they want.
For me, it's the C-section is already planned. might as well do it. But the other deciding thing for me is which one's more expensive? Do the cheaper one. Because they're both, I don't know, they both seem so easy.
You slip the doctor a 20, he'll do things for you.
Absolutely. I don't think that's how that works.
I'm uncomfortable calling it a minor surgery. It seems like anytime you're going to get a knife near down there, that doesn't feel minor.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine the things that women have put down there.
And I would never call it a minor surgery.
Okay, well, that's at least good. But for men, it truly is minor.
It's getting hot in here, so I'm going to call them. Hey, Luke, Thea, please hang on. We're going to get you a jury, and we're going to figure out. We really are deciding medical procedures on the show today. This feels very much Mars and Venus. Like, I know you think that Luke is trying to get out of something.
It does seem like
that.
But
stop for a minute and just don't use emotion. Use logic. She's already getting ripped open. It's already happening.
And if she doesn't want her tubes tied, he needs to step up to the plate.
But they've agreed they want to have birth control. So that's...
Like, so why is that always on the woman?
In this case, they're already in there. Stop and buy me a sandwich on your way. All I'm saying.
I don't think you're seeing what I'm saying. If she's saying, I don't want to do that, I've done so much.
She's not. She's saying, you haven't done anything. And it's like, I'm sorry. I don't get to have babies. I wasn't the one who chose women carry babies.
Well, and the other thing that is maybe pushing me towards the vasectomy is that's easily reversible. Whereas hers, 100% permanent.
No.
So if something were to happen, you don't want to reopen her. Unless they remove them completely.
To reopen him too, to reverse it. And either one of them want kids.
But your whole
But what if they break up and then they want kids with other people?
We're doing it once. We're not doing it again. Right. We're done.
Okay.
Get it away. Get the knife away.
It's actually really easily reversible for you guys.
So it's not. Oh, my God. You are just you. Okay. I'm not going to. Okay. Choose a side. Logic?
No, do not. You can't say that. The sides
Watch
are
this. Logic
Luke and Thea. That's it.
Okay. Choose Luke and logic.
Logical Luke.
Or the wildness.
I don't know.
I have to suffer, so you should too.
Hardworking, wonderful Thea.
I got in a car accident, so now I have to hit you in the head.
That's not the same. Sorry for giving you life, man.
303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We are in the middle of a giant fight in the studio and a great mate debate. Luke and Thea have joined us. They're expecting their third child. Bit of an oops baby, 7 years after the last one.
The oops babies are the best ones, by the way.
They are. It's awesome.
I was as well.
I don't know if I was, but I was 5 years from my brother. He was 5 years from the other. It doesn't matter. Either way. Luke's like, she's having a C-section anyway, so just tie that thing off when you're in there. And she's like, you've done nothing. So you should get snipped. Such a loving couple.
Well, to be fair, factually, she might be a bit correct.
I just want to say that the way Great Mate Debate works, and Luke and Thea, you can jump in with any of the jury people on here. The way it works is you call in, you say your piece, and that's how we decide. Read some texts, but the actual verdict comes from the phones. Am I right? From the telephone calls?
Oh, my God.
Historically,
yes.
I can't wait to read you some of these texts.
Oh, okay. Well, let's just see which way the phones are leaning.
Sure,
shall we,
let's
Erica?
Do that,
should we?
Slacker. I wonder.
Oh, my God.
Jesse? Jesse?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
This side of logic.
Oh,
boo.
So Luke.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Jesse. I'm sure you're
lovely. I have three kids. Even if she does have a VBAC, they can go in through your belly button. And it's
they do
really
it laparoscopically.
Minor surgery.
Oh.
Yeah, it's all in the right place. You can leave the epidural in. They shot me up again the next morning. It was very minor. I was like, not in any more.
Oh, wait, so Jesse, you did this?
Any less. Yeah.
And you've had no complications? I'm getting a lot of texts about complications from doing tubes.
Oh, there must be all doctors texting
right
in today,
after
huh?
My third, it was really easy. And vasectomies fail a lot more. I know more than a couple of vasectomy babies.
Classic.
Yeah, thank
classic
you.
Classic men not oh, holding great. Up their side of the...
Oh, my wow. God. Oh, my God, dude. You're out of control today.
I am.
Seriously. Whatever your medication dosage is, triple it.
None. No. Just a free bird.
Cody?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Thea's.
Oh!
Why?
Oh, what a surprise. I love it.
So, my parents got divorced when I was young, but after I was born, my dad forced her to get her tubes tied. She got remarried to my stepdad, could not provide him with a child of his own. My wife has had two C-sections. We're going to our first ultrasound for our third child. Oh. She's probably going to get a C-section for this one as well. If she asks me to get the vasectomy, I'm getting the vasectomy because it's easier to reverse, and you're only down for like 3 days versus the 6 weeks. We have to help her while she's recovering.
She's going to be down for the 6 weeks either way, though. But
then you take away the potential for her to potentially have kids in the future. That's not fair to her.
There is some logic in the reversibility. There is some logic there about like it's
that
not.
That sounds painful too, though.
Oh, I'm sure.
For
but
3 days, you can man up.
Oh,
okay.
Cody.
Thank you.
Dude.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. When people say the words man up, nothing makes me.
But I just should man up and deal with it.
Right. I love that like Luke's over here like, wait, it's going to hurt. And he's like, so does childbirth.
Nobody.
I know childbirth is 100,000 times worse than I could ever possibly imagine.
All right, I'll give you a fist.
But again, he didn't do that to her. That like nature decided. No, but we don't decide which one of us should give birth, me or you. It's her. Period. That's just what it is. It's like you're acting like you're blaming men for childbirth being you. We didn't do it.
I'm not. I'm just saying it is really tough to go through.
But she's already has to go through it. It's not, Karen.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Luke's. I feel like women are using a pregnancy as a get out of jail free card for everything.
Oh.
And
have you been pregnant?
Have you?
No, but I've been around a lot of pregnant women.
Oh, okay. I've been around a lot of vasectomies. we're having the weirdest argument right now.
It's almost like we're doing it in spite, because it isn't men's fault. Big Bang, God, whoever did it, women have kids. That's how it is. And if you ask most women, so if you had the choice, if it had to not be you, would you still have kids? Most women would say yes.
Yes, they'd still want to have a kid.
They would still want to have kids. The logical thing is to do it while she's there. I mean, that is just, I don't think anybody can think this through and think, oh, we got another doctor's thing, another surgery, you're there. It is not his fault.
You're right. Major medical choices should be made on convenience.
Oh my God. I can't.
Wait, I do want to, did we have another call we need to get to?
Yes, I'll take one more. Mara.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
Well, I see the logic in her getting it done. And I'm kind of curious her real reason why she wants him to get it done.
To suffer.
Of her.
Okay. That's what's been said by you. He hasn't suffered enough.
We need to change your medication.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Maybe just switch medications.
Which one are you on?
Free bird.
I just wanted to let her know, as somebody who's had the tubes tied, she's not even going to notice anything in the recovery. You
That's
were
so
right about
interesting.
That, Slacker. She's not even going to notice it.
We have a ton of texts saying if I could go back, I wouldn't get mine tied.
Really?
And I would ask him to get the vasectomy. So I guess it just depends on your body of whether or not it works well or not.
All right. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. The phones, the one person who was on her side is the one person on the phone. Everyone else, Ken, Matthew, Peggy.
Yeah. Ken has a vasectomy gone wrong story that I didn't even hear out.
You don't want to know.
I don't want to know.
So, but you're saying the texts are overwhelmingly on her side?
No, the texts are more split down the middle, but a lot of texts that are on her side are saying, I wouldn't do it again.
And it's there can be a lot of complications.
The other thing that's been suggested by more than one person via text is that you both do it.
Yeah, a lot of people saying that.
Just if you really want to, just eliminate the chances. If you're for sure done, then just scorched earth any mechanism that could produce a kid. So,
I mean, it does sound very romantic.
That's the spirit.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's time once again. News.
No. News. News. No. No. News. No. News.
No. I didn't know who did that at all.
I'm sorry.
I didn't like that.
Or no.
What's wrong with you?
God. Whoa.
Oh. He's going to pass out.
I really got close there.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Everything went. Yeah.
You laughed too hard, I think.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay.
I just learned a thing. I was watching a music production thing, and like in background vocals of like heavy metal songs, like everybody's going, step inside. Like they do one track that says everybody going, step inside. What is that? So it sounds like a crowd. So I thought I'd try it on News or Nope there.
Yeah, we might have needed a little more.
A little warning.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can stay conscious. Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
This was actually requested by a listener, this story.
Oh. What? What are we doing? We're just taking requests now?
Yep.
Let me read some of the texts that are requests about you.
365 days of my wonderful, sweet baby boy, Swanson. Happy birthday to the sweetest.
Tell me what, listener.
Silliest.
Name the listener.
I would love to.
I already used my Nope.
You don't have anything?
Well, I told her.
I'm not going to do it because I want to catch her in a lie. It's somebody you know.
No. Oh, it's. I'm so sorry. His name is Ethan. But his profile picture is his wedding photo, so I thought it was a girl. Yeah, Ethan.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he said, please let this be your News or Nope today. And I said, you're a genius. They'll hate me.
We might need to bleep his last name. I don't feel comfortable.
You know what? You're so right about that.
Is it too late for that?
Yeah. And there's a delay. It's fine.
You got his social or?
Yeah. Actually, I said it. So, he requested.
He meant his social security number, princess. Oh, my God.
Anyway, happy birthday, Swanson. I'm sorry. I'm not with you right now. I love you. Okay.
Why didn't you bring him in? Like, could he come in here? He's already kind of our mascot dog.
If you tell me a day, he will be in here the whole show.
He'll do the whole show.
And he will sit on my lap and he will let us do the show.
Okay.
How generous of him.
I'm just saying, because he's a good boy.
Could he sit on other people's laps?
Maybe.
Yeah, I could see it.
I think, especially Aaron's.
Okay. Yeah. Could I bring anybody I want to sit on my lap? Well, Swanson.
Sure.
How about, Hack, you come sit over here.
Okay. All right. Swanson gets his own chair.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's it? We're done?
Yeah, that was my news.
What kind of present did you get him? Did you get him something?
I got him a hydrolyzed protein, a.k.a. he has a lot of allergies, a stuffed Kong.
Oh, that's
He is
very
at
nice.
Boarding tonight. Okay. So. Less He's nice. Having a sleepover with his buddies.
That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Swan.
Good evening.
Good evening.
If you are not watching The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, you are missing out. This is the best season I've ever seen. It is hilarious. The production, iconic. Like,
have you watched even one moment of any Real Housewives ever?
No, I've seen like... The VH1 ones, more the hip hop ones. There's like hip hop.
Oh,
I don't know
like
what
basketball
they're,
wise.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they're okay. NBA. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That.
Okay. How many
seen
are
that,
there?
But not
so many. And I think they created a London one that isn't out yet.
And Rhode Island.
There's Rhode Island and BravoCon happened recently, and Andy Cohen announced that Ultimate Girls Trip is back in 2026. So. I am.
She's just saying words. Right?
I don't even actually know what Ultimate Girls Trip is.
I couldn't tell you. I
think it was the original Real Housewives of New York.
So.
Do you know what this is right now? This is
I'm so excited. You need to watch Salt Lake City.
Yeah,
it is
Salt Lake's
insane.
Good. I haven't watched the season.
I now understand.
Erica might be in it.
Charles M. Schultz. Is that his name? Charles?
I don't know.
The
guy who did Peanut?
Yeah.
Oh.
No. That's Schwab.
Schwab. Oh, my God.
Charles Schulz.
Yeah.
When he does the teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Wah, 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 wah. Everything Aaron and Erica just did was like, wah, 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 housewives.
Receipts. Proof. Timeline. Great shots.
Is that from Real Housewives?
Of course it is.
Okay. Tiak and I heard, wah, 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 wah.
If someone could text in to let us know what we're talking about,
oh,
that would be...
Oh, my God.
Are you recording us? You need to leave.
Meredith Marks. She could keep going.
Yeah.
It's so good.
She was like... My husband.
This feels like, incredibly late. But... No! Nope, 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 nope.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I'm going to need my bed again. They knocked over it.
There you go.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good news out of Panera. They're finally going to be slicing
their
tomatoes.
Oh, my God. I wasted it.
What's wrong?
Panera? Slicing their tomatoes. What were they doing before?
Nope.
Oh. I wanted to know about the tomatoes. Can I tell you what a tragic week this has been?
What?
We'll never know the 5 songs Taylor Swift submitted.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll never know the Panera story.
We'll never know how they're going to upgrade from being hospital food.
No. We have to go again?
Well, I mean,
okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
You didn't go the first time.
It was fan requested.
That is the most accurate thing. News or Nope never has any news on it other than what you just did.
Thank you.
That was the best piece of journalism.
All right. Kelsey Ballerini and Chase Stokes appear to have broken up again because he was posting weird things on his Instagram stories. Okay. Now, she put out a new EP. A lot of the songs are kind of like, oh boy. He might not be such a great boyfriend.
Okay.
She cried because she's touring right now. And
yeah, she was
like,
in some like fan event.
Yeah, yeah. She was like, thank you for loving me during my non-sparkly moments or something like
that. Yes. And then Chase put on his stories. Don't believe the media. I'm blocked. I did nothing wrong. Sorry, heart. I tried. Grow up, boy. And then he also said, I'm sorry for those who believed in us. It is what it is. Onwards and upwards.
What?
You don't get blocked for doing nothing.
What do you expect?
Receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done.
Thank God.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
1059. Guys, I have a weird, I don't even know what to do with this.
Lance,
I probably,
it.
Did you say what I think you said?
She did. She did. I'm so proud of her.
I hate this show, man. We all need a vacation. So I just read a stat that has me kind of as shook. Nobody's adopting pets anymore. Like,
what do you mean?
Like, do you remember in COVID? I have COVID dogs, and some people are very mad at me because I bought dogs during COVID. But I want everyone to understand, I gave a ton of money to Lifeline during that. Like, I was trying to adopt a dog. I wanted to adopt a dog.
They were all getting adopted before you could get through.
Like, they weren't even posting them, right? Like, they weren't even in long enough to, like, get on the website.
And I bought in to, like, their, like, show me the dogs first. Mm-hmm. And then they would get in dogs, but they'd be like huge, and we couldn't, my family couldn't handle another big dog. So then I was like, if you get anything little, and they're like, oh, we got, no, never mind, it's gone.
Wow.
And it's like, so then what I was just reading is then after COVID, a bunch of people had to go back to work, but their dogs hadn't really been trained.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so the dogs were just used to somebody being there 24 hours a day, and the dogs just freak out, and everybody like went, okay, never mind. And they took their dogs back.
Yeah.
Like, they put their dogs in shelters and stuff.
I truly cannot fathom, like, the bond you build with your dog and then being like, oh, I guess you gotta go.
I can't imagine it either. Yeah. I would, for me personally, and I'm not judging anybody who took their dogs back, but if you don't have time to do this, but I would find a way to train the dog. Mm-hmm. It's like, it sucks that dog is used to me, but there are ways to get your dog over separation anxiety. It's totally doable.
You had to a little bit.
100%. I mean, it helped that my ex-wife bought another dog, so now they can kind of be together. So I watch both dogs every single day, so just so they can be together. Like hang.
Yeah.
But they were like on your lap all the time too, right? I mean, that was a big thing probably for these people. Work is like not just home all day. Like, literally, I'm working and the dog is like,
do you remember like COVID Zoom meetings and everybody had their dog just like they're on the Zoom. Yeah. It was like,
I feel really lucky because we got Swanson when I was unemployed. He was on my lap for 8 hours a day, if not more.
For months.
Yeah. So I feel really lucky that
he does great
to handle being away.
But you guys also do a great job of tiring him out.
Thank you.
So he'll just like,
our number one feat every day
is like, get him running, do whatever. Yeah.
He seems to handle it better than you do, the separation.
Yeah, absolutely. I need training.
So I was thinking, what if we did a thing where we got, what I've heard is the shelters are overrun again. Like, it's the opposite of COVID. Now they can't give
dogs. They can't take more in because they just don't have space.
And there's a lot of great, like, no-kill shelters and stuff around here. Like, what if we did a thing for the holidays where we like tried to get dogs adopted? Do you know what I mean? But not like, I don't like the idea of like, give your kid a dog for Christmas. Right. It's not that.
Animals are not presents.
They are. If you do that, it's like the Easter thing.
Yeah.
What Easter thing?
Bunnies. Everybody goes and gets bunnies. And then they're like, oh, bunnies aren't that fun to play with. And they're like, just set it free. And it's like, because there's bunnies out in the wild. And you're like, wild bunnies.
Yeah, they're digging up my lawn.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that.
Gosh, they're just always scattering when you open the door.
I know, but you put a little fluffy white bunny that you bought. That little fluffy white bunny is like owl food within a day. You might as well just,
Yeah.
And what about the owls?
I mean, the owls will find other food.
Okay. They're animals too.
I will say my childhood dog was a present at Christmas, but it was like, oh my, it was like, all right, kids, we're also giving you a job.
Right. Which is awesome.
So yeah. If you're going to do that, you got to do the other.
Yeah, but what if we did a thing? I mean,
should we target like kids, like people?
You know, like, isn't that covered?
Sorry, do you think that people are better than dogs or cats, or whatever?
Let me just say this. One, Santa covers a lot.
No, yeah. That's true.
Okay.
Two, yeah. Like kids and stuff have toys for tots. Our morning show already does a giving tree thing.
Okay.
Where they unite families with presents.
They help humans.
I forgot what they're called. The like wish list things at stores.
Is it
like Angel List? Is that it?
It's something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not saying to put animals above people, but I feel like a lot of things are handled, but nobody's handling pets right now.
Yeah. Or they just need extra help right now.
Yeah. And aren't we hearing like their food? There's like no one donating food
correct.
For them?
Yeah. Because you can't afford to buy food for yourself.
Right.
But there are people who can afford to help out Toys for Tots and help out the soup kitchens and the Rocky Mountain Food Bank and but I think we could do a thing.
Does that mean we could play with puppies?
I'm in.
Or kittens or no snakes for me. I don't want
to. I'll even take it.
How many shelters have reptiles?
Is that
a thing?
I have no
idea.
I think
so. What? Probably.
No, they don't. Do they really?
It's like specialty places, not just like.
Right. They're not like, and in this dog kennel is Gerald the snake.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let me just ask this of the
Gerald.
Hater in the room. If we did a puppy adoption thing, could you get on board with it?
Would my dogs be
No!
Oh, my God.
You're not going to... What?
They're old. They're like, they're...
Oh, I bet there's some senior dogs.
You're exactly why this problem exists.
Yep. He hasn't given them up yet.
Yeah. I know, but you would.
Yeah.
We kind of did this with the Christmas card idea we have, and we're absolutely going to do the Christmas cards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What, like, right now, if you think we should do a pet adoption thing for the holidays, 303-222-5423.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today.
Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Here's what we're going to do. We want to talk about hillbilly hookups.
Mm-hmm. Yeehaw!
Oh,
that doesn't mean you had to be dressed as a cowboy.
Oh.
It just means sort of the ratchet.
The place that you did it where maybe you shouldn't have.
Right.
Yeah.
I always hearken back to the one, this is a new story, and it happens more often than not, because I can't even think of more. It's like couples are in a bar, they start liking each other, you know, you just met at a bar and you're like, oh, we got to get out of here. And they end up, you always go in the back alley and smooch or whatever.
Go home.
Well, maybe they didn't. I don't know. This, I swear to God, this happened more than once. They're like, well, let's just jump in this dumpster real quick.
Couldn't pay me.
I know, especially behind a bar.
Yeah, that's gross.
Because what's in it? Like the whatever.
They're on like bottles.
Or food.
Yeah,
and barf.
No. Yeah.
But the one that comes to mind is like a couple that got in there and started doing their thing, and it was trash day.
Okay, so what time of day are they doing this?
I don't,
that's,
you know,
morning.
You're at the VFW, you're day drinking.
Sure.
and then the like throws them in the back.
That was a really good impression.
I know. Yeah. He's like,
You almost deserve it.
Yeah. And then there they are, just like pounding on the thing, like, please don't crush us.
Yeah, that
and you
would
hope
be
the
horrific.
Guys, yeah.
Well, Erica, you said go home. I know someone who they currently broke up with their girlfriend, still live with them.
Oh.
So he cannot go home, but he hopped on the apps and they, I don't exactly know what happened, started in the back of the car. Nephew's in the front seat, kind of teenage age, something like that.
Why is this happening?
And then went to a hotel room, motel room, whatever.
Where's the kid?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Who do you
you
know?
Need new friends.
Yeah.
He's a really great guy. He's just, he's
lonely.
Been, yeah. And fresh to the dating. So they made it to the hotel room and he left to like go get water. And she thought he left. And it was a whole debacle thing. He so called us in the middle of it, was like, get me out of here.
Aaron, new friends.
New friends is on your priority list.
But also, if your story's like that, please call us.
Yeah.
That's
awesome. The kid, call
yeah.
in.
Oh, I love my
honestly,
gosh, yeah.
I need more info.
Or the girl.
Yeah.
Have you ever, yeah. One of the weirdest ones I've ever done, when you just, there's no place else to go. Like you just pull the car over and I had a truck.
And you went in the bed of the truck?
We went in the bed of the truck.
I really hope none of your children are listening right now.
Yeah, it was bad. But like, and then like you're in the dark. So it's kind of like you're sexy,
yeah.
right? You're just like in the dark and then out of nowhere, it's not dark.
Oh no.
You're like, like, let there be light. And I'm like, oh my God, we're getting abducted by aliens. It's like, what?
Was
it's
it like, the street light?
No, it's the spotlights they turn on you when the cop is like wondering why there's a car running on the side of the road. Mm. It's my little Toyota Tacoma was just running on the side of the road. It's like, bum, 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 bum. And you're just like, there is no time for everyone to get everything back together.
Yeah.
And they walk up with the flashlights to look in the windows. And when they get to the bed, you're like, up.
That's us. Sorry That's about sorry. That.
Room for more.
Yeah, come on in
oh
here.
Oh my All gosh. Right.
So if you've hooked up in a dumpster or in front of your nephew,
ew,
in the back of a truck, we just call them hillbilly hookups. 303-222-5423. You can text or call.
There was the couple that got arrested for doing some things on a flight. To Florida, of course.
Mm. I'm sorry.
There was.
To where?
Florida.
Let's go! Yes! Yes!
This
Let's go!
May as well be stupid stories. But yeah, there was some up and down motions happening. And so a flight attendant.
Oh, they didn't even go to the bathroom?
No, no. A flight attendant had to be like, hi, that's illegal.
Yeah. Oh, it was.
Did she go onto his seat? Okay, I don't
know. I don't think that.
Special kisses.
Up high.
Oh.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But there is, like I said, in the bed of the truck or whatever, there's like, sometimes, not anymore for me at all.
In airplane seats?
No, but I'm just saying sometimes the danger factor is.
In public? Like
I know,
on
I
a
get
plane
it.
With
I don't
someone
have
sitting
that
close to you?
I want my down comforter.
Yeah.
I want water.
Would like to be at home.
Oxygen.
I want to stretch.
Or, yeah.
Hack,
you're
one of the most virile men I've ever met.
Thank you. There was a time many moons ago when a new romance had sparked and we had nowhere to go but the high school parking lot in the car. Things
what are we doing?
You know what we were doing.
I think we know.
Yeah. So, you know, you get lost in it and then you don't really like look out the windows ever again until you're done. And then we looked out the windows and the National Guard was in town and they were moving into the school. They were using our gym apparently to like.
So they're just walking by
yeah, like
your car.
Soldiers, like hundreds of soldiers were going. Now, were they called in for us specifically?
Probably.
I like to think so.
They were just like, you got to witness this, guys.
No, yeah. The high school parking
Yeah,
lot.
We got to send in the National Guard. It's yeah, okay. It was very embarrassing.
Okay. Do you think they saw?
Had you steamed up the windows enough?
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. Like nobody knocked or anything, but they were moving. It
you
was
didn't
so bizarre.
Hear
like,
anyone moving about?
No, no.
Because you're just in the zone, huh?
Yeah, dedicated. Yeah, I didn't need to stretch back then. It was a different,
right.
different time.
Okay. do we want to tell any more? Are we just gonna?
I can't.
We don't. You can't. You can't because your mom listens.
Oh yeah, and also it's just not really my thing.
You never.
No. It's been
not
like,
even like in Vegas in the hotel with like where you're looking down on somebody and then you realize somebody else is looking back at you.
What?
You ever done
yeah,
that?
On the balcony?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you're like, oh, this is so naughty. And you're like, oh, look, everyone's doing it. That's
no.
horrifying. Then you just wave at each other, kind of do the air high five, like, whoosh.
Yeah.
Nice going. All right. If you've hooked up in a weird place, we call them hillbilly hookups. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about jumping a dumpster and doing your thing.
Sure. Or anywhere else.
Back seat when your nephew's in the front seat.
Yeah, I need more info on the airplane.
You definitely need more info on that. If you've had relations in a weird spot, we want to hear about it. We call them hillbilly hookups. Candy?
Yeah.
You are disguised. What was your hillbilly hookup?
Okay, well, Slacker, you talk about this so much that I had to take your advice, okay? Great place for your little spicy romantic hookup. The family bathroom at the airport.
Oh, my God. There was two chances. It was either a model home.
Oh, my God. family bathroom. Did you make a baby out of a sweatshirt and go, oh, it's okay, as
nobody
you're going
checks.
In there?
There's not a security guard at the door. You just walk in.
I just went in with my bag and my husband followed me in. And, it wasn't a really busy time at the airport. It was a busy time, but not, you know what I mean.
Because that changing table has a bar. Never mind.
What are you doing with it?
Sounds like she's heard you talk about it.
Yeah. one of your dreams?
What do you mean?
Is this one of your dreams to do?
One of my dreams? No, I used to work at the airport. The family bathroom by gate C-41, I wouldn't recommend taking any baby in there.
Perfect.
It's probably been remodeled.
It doesn't know. It wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
It's deeply penetrated, like...
With other airport employees?
Let's use a different word.
Or with yourself?
Listen, Erica, there was a time, I know you don't understand this, before September 11th, 2001, where you could just wander out to a gate. So my girlfriend would come see me at gate C-41, mm-hmm. which is where Vanguard Airlines mm-hmm. flew out of.
I see.
And she'd be like, I'm in the family restroom. And the door would be locked. I'd like rattle, rattle. And then she'd open the door and I'd...
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Okay, Candy.
With it, Erica.
Candy, can we just talk about this? Because this was our hardest part. Like... Then do you come out one at a time, or did you, like, you know what I mean?
Because
you
just let your baby and come
no,
on.
No, no, like if you come out to, like if you come out one and you're just like, oh, woo, do not go in there. People think you're still taking care of a blowout, like your wife's still in there, kind of thing.
Yeah,
she went out first. So
he went out first.
I,
yeah,
I had to get myself together. Oh, so I okay. came out after, but you still feel like a little bit of shame, but good shame, you know?
Yeah, no, it's the best kind of shame. Happy
good shame.
Shame. Happy shame.
I missed my flight again.
Thank you for the call, Candy. Taylor?
Yay.
Hillbilly hookup. What happened to you?
When I was in high school, my boyfriend lived across the street from middle school, and we decided, oh, hey, let's go get on the roof. And that's where...
On the roof of the middle school?
Yes, on the roof of a middle school. And then when we were done up there, we tried out the swings.
I don't feel good about this.
Wow.
That feels wrong.
Also, that'd be super illegal if you were caught.
On the roof of the school? It was during summer, so it wasn't, there was no kids inside.
Yeah. Isn't it like if you urinate on a school, you...
Erica's worried about, they didn't get caught, and she's still worried about, like, you could have got caught.
Your level of worry is off-putting.
Yeah, we should talk about it in therapy.
Right, okay. So it was all fun. You started to say maybe, was that your first time?
No.
Okay.
No.
God, what was I thinking?
On the middle school.
I was a huge
roof.
Shrimp before that.
That's not what she said. Yeah.
Well, she did say they tried out the swings, and I'm curious what tried, like it didn't.
It's difficult on swings.
Okay. I could see that.
You're doing like the Superman, though?
You'd probably get dizzy.
Kind of, yeah.
At least you get to jump off at the end.
Okay. It's called the dismount, is what we call it. All right. Thank you, Taylor. Candy.
Yay.
Hillbilly hookup. What'd you do?
So I went back home with my boyfriend, and we ended up deciding to go out on the town by ourselves and, had a good time. We had probably a little too much to drink. When we got back home, everyone else was asleep, and so he and I kind of had a little fun down in the living room, if you know what I mean. Things got...
With everyone home?
Yeah, sometimes you gotta... Did you say the reading room?
The living room.
I heard reading room, so I was like, how? That doesn't sound hillbilly if you're in the library.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, sorry.
If your dad woke up and came on downstairs?
Well, see, that kind of happened, but not until the next morning when we woke up to my entire family standing around us. So.
Were you passed out in the middle of the...
Were you clothed?
Not really. There were some blankets covering some areas, but not all of them.
No.
Why? Okay.
No.
You got to be real careful when you're tipsy.
That you just fall asleep. So,
especially if you've reached.
Okay. I can't have this conversation anymore.
Okay. So, yay. How'd that end? Was everybody happy?
No, they weren't.
Yeah, no.
Dad didn't give your boyfriend a high five.
Some of them had met the boyfriend, so it was quite the memorable moment.
This is Tom.
Oh my god,
that is awesome! Thank you for the call.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Listen, can I just use the radio station for a minute? And then we can find something else to do.
It is the Slacker Show. Sure.
Okay. All right. Do we need to have a therapy session first?
I want to make something clear. Not there. That is not quote-unquote princess.
The number of texts we get on the daily basis confusing you two.
Yeah.
But no matter what. Okay.
Last one was my favorite.
No,
yeah, they're mad.
Okay.
I'm sorry. What did you want to say?
No, this is the thing. No matter what happens, if Aaron does something positive, they go, God, I love you, Aaron. If Erica does something positive, they go, God, I love you, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
If Aaron does something negative, they're like, see, get rid of that dumb B, Erica.
I think it was literally, Slacker, you need to get rid of her.
When Aaron cried.
They said it was very unprofessional, yes. Erica.
And then as soon as she types back to the texter, by the way, it was me, they're like, oh, no problem.
Yeah.
And you're like, what?
That's what we call a bias.
Yes.
Yeah.
Self-confirming bias.
Mm-hmm.
Can I explain a little something that I shouldn't explain? I'm not going to get all the way down in the weeds on this, but there have been some battles inside this radio station over the years. Okay. Battles between people who work here.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you in on a little secret. I don't get involved in that crap. I don't. Okay. I don't do anything. I don't. Other people on this show do.
Uh-oh.
So, anytime somebody, and I'm just going to pick a random name out of the hat, I don't know, Aaron. Mm-hmm. Aaron will do something, and then the next day, I get called in, well, Slacker did this, this, and this. And I'm like, I didn't do a single one of those things. But no one can believe the little cherub over there is Satan's spawn. She's not the worst.
No.
What are you talking about? You know how many times I got in trouble for stuff you did in this room?
It wasn't just me. It was someone else who is no longer here.
Yeah, but like mostly you.
But it was... It was fine things. Like I threw away trash.
Aaron, how dare you?
Exactly.
I know, but then they... Some people... publicly said I was a piece of hell.
Yeah.
And I've never gotten a chance to defend myself. I just want everybody to know. If anything goes wrong in this room, it's probably Aaron. So stop blaming Erica. It's Aaron.
Or honestly, I'll take it so Slacker doesn't feel so bad.
Okay. So here's why I'm using the radio station. Oh my God.
Oh, it wasn't that?
Got it.
Okay. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about, if people are allowed to answer my question.
Okay.
But I believe that I want to explore every speakeasy in this town.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I have decided it's my new mission. But what I want to know is, are you guys allowed to say? Like, if I just Google speakeasies and those come up, yay. But I want the ones that don't come up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I feel like you can say, as long as you're not like posting about them on like a public space. So if they texted us and told just the four of us, isn't that how speakeasies work?
Kind
of. It's all word of mouth.
Yeah.
Which really means probably posting isn't that bad, but I
mean, maybe we do a post, but like I just want, the first one I ever went to is the one under the Halcyon.
Which I haven't been to that one yet.
I still have the card. I can send it to you if that's okay.
You need a card?
Well, no, it's a card with just like a weird little symbol on it and a phone number. It's all in gold leaf. I think that one's called B and CG or something.
Are we supposed to be talking about this?
I don't know. Well, you can't get it. Like, you have to know this phone number. Like, it's so, like, you go around to a back alley and there's like a doorbell, and it looks like you would just ring that if you're doing a delivery or something.
Mm. Yeah, you know, it's crazy. I've been taught in my life, don't go around to back alleys and ring random doorbells. So
I'm gonna tell you, this is so worth it, because then they walk you through like the bowels of the hotel, like you're in where the laundry's being done or whatever. You go down this weird staircase and then you're in this tiny little room, and they make it's unbelievable.
And if you get the wrong doorbell,
no, it's a human trafficking to Epstein Island. I mean, it's like it's not. And well, then another one I went to in Arvada, like you go to this liquor store, and the liquor store is just kind of it's a dump. You're like, what? And you go to the back wall and you like push a shelf in and you're in.
Oh, oh my gosh.
It's so fun, you guys.
I've been to the ice cream one, and then I've been Milk Market.
There's one in Milk Market?
I've heard about Milk Market.
Yeah, there's one in there. I don't know if I can say the name, and I don't want to get in trouble. It's very obvious. It's not a great...
Oh, it's obvious.
Yeah.
I've been to Milk Market so many times. I've never known.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
not in Milk Market. Okay. You know that strip that you're outside, there's the lights, whatever.
Yeah.
There. It's somewhere there.
Does it have something? Is the name of something to do with a flower?
Yes.
God. Oh, that comes up on Google sometimes. Exactly. So I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah, it's not.
Do you think they all are on Google? Or will we get someone?
No, I think we'll get some actual hidden ones.
Yeah.
And are there like hundreds of them, do you think?
There are.
How do they stay in business if no one knows about them?
I'm telling you, the one in Arvada that you go through the liquor store, when you get down there, it's cute. And it's like, they're making incredible drinks. You're like,
oh, and that one is on Google.
Yeah.
The Arvada one? In the liquor store?
Sorry, the other one. The Halcyon one. Yeah.
BCG or whatever.
Is the one in Arvada have to do with... you don't remember the name of it?
I don't remember the name.
Okay, I don't want to say it.
But here's the weird thing. When I got there, the liquor store was closed. So then you're just like standing outside of a liquor store and you're like, oh, never mind. And then I started to walk away and somebody else went and rattled the door, and somebody opened the door and they're like, what do you need? And they're like, can I just come in? They're like, yeah. And then you go...
Oh,
but it's also a working liquor store?
Sometimes. It's okay. So if you know of one, have you ever been, Hack?
I have not been to, I've been to one speakeasy in Iowa before. And my friend owns it. So it was a different experience.
If you're allowed to say, will you please text in the best speakeasies in town to 303-222-5423.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles, the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility? Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Today is most likely my last day on the show.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
That's
don't sound too
excited. That's not the reaction I was hoping
for. No.
I just want to say.
I just think I know what this means.
I normally have the Survivor candles out here so I can walk up and extinguish the one as you're escorted off the island. But let's just,
I mean,
why wait?
I don't think this
you
is
don't gonna, even have to finish today. You know what? You're relieved.
This will not be.
Take care, man.
I want to hear it.
Have a good day.
No one's going to fight for me.
I'm fighting for you.
You cheered.
I said, I want to hear it. I want to hear it.
Your first reaction was very different.
Okay, you're helping him pack.
I assume that him thinking he's going to be fired is because it's a controversial ranking.
Perhaps the most controversial.
You're doing a controversial ranking?
Yes.
You didn't warn me? I got stuff I gotta do. Hold on, everybody.
This is not going great already.
No.
It's only going to get worse.
You know that I have to, there's a theme song and I have to get it ready.
And we still don't know the words to that.
I'm not even in my thing. Oh my God.
Come on, man.
Oh my God. Okay.
You're messing with those candles back there.
Okay. I got it, I think. Okay. All right.
He says dumb things, but this is dumber. He says he's got data and he's crunched the numbers. But he doesn't even know any scientists. And he gets real mad when we call these lists. It's TX Controversial Rankings.
This is not going to go well for me in this room, but I am a truth teller. I'm here to just, as hard as it may be, to say what needs to be said.
This is a lot of buildup. I'm just going to let you know. Go ahead.
These are the controversial Thanksgiving rankings.
Yep. Oh my gosh. Don't worry about quitting. You're fired. Leave.
Oh my God.
Leave. Okay. Leave.
No.
Hear that? Benefits? I was fired. Okay. I didn't quit.
I would like, let's pretend. Everyone look at me. Look me up and down. Picture me on the football field in high school.
That's
right?
Hard to do, but okay.
In marching band, right?
Oh,
sure. Yeah.
So it's like me coming out and saying my opinion on the best quarterbacks in the NFL, right? I'm not a quarterback, so I don't get to judge that. I don't get to like say things about it. I never played sports.
You can still have an opinion just because.
He
hates Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that one gets tough.
He can't be the one to judge Thanksgiving.
But he's got data and he's crunched the numbers.
Thank you. I have.
Guess who learned the lyrics?
Two people.
Just like most football analysts, they crunch the numbers and they say what needs to be said.
I would like to give a little insight behind the scenes of what goes on the Slacker Show and behind the scenes. Today, Aaron, who's also the music director of the radio station, received a large package of Taylor Swift memorabilia. Mm-hmm. Is there any way you could just dump that whole thing out? And then Aaron and Tia could use that box to get the crap. I'm sorry, Erica. Yeah, they could use it.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's you also guys a little offensive. I haven't been offered any, but
I brought it in here for you to go.
Oh, okay.
Shoot. Never mind.
Okay. Anyway, I'm gonna Kanye this, and I'm gonna let you finish.
Okay. Thank you. Now, these are not the Thanksgiving foods. This is much like Halloween. These are just everything that has to do the best things about Thanksgiving. Starting at number 10.
Very broad.
Stuffing.
Yeah. Wait, you that's in your
it's
list?
It's on the list. Out of respect, It is a classic.
But you won't eat it, right?
No, I will not eat it. And I will not eat any because it's weird that you shove it up the bird.
I don't.
You and don't it, always.
I know you were going to say that. And does that make it better?
Yes.
You don't have to shove it up the bird. We just do sometimes.
No.
How does that
I
make
never
any sense
do.
At all?
I never
make,
do.
How does that
I
make it
do.
Less gross?
I can't shove anything in my bird because it's been spatchcocked. I want you to isolate that audio and I want to hear it over and over.
Yeah.
But that's okay. There's no opening to my bird. It's been flat.
Right. It's just open.
Yeah, it's open.
It's just very odd that that's how anyone chooses to cook anything, I think.
I don't totally disagree with you on that. But man, have you ever tried it when it's been in the bird?
Yeah, it's, no, just it's kinda... terrible inside the bird. It's too soggy. It's way too
bad.
I've
had some good ones.
No,
really?
Do you like bread pudding?
You're freaks.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like bread pudding can either be real mushy and custardy, and that's when I hate it. But if you keep cooking
it. Well, you have a texture thing.
I absolutely
do.
Creamy,
yeah.
But it's brown and creamy.
Right.
Maybe
but
if
worse.
You like, if you just keep baking it and make it crusty on all sides, bread pudding is amazing. And I do the exact same thing with my stuffing. In fact, I don't even call it stuffing because it's never been inside of anything.
Oh,
it's dressing.
You're a dressing guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. Well, it is on the list.
At number 10.
So everyone can exhale a little bit. All right. I crunch the numbers. I'm honest.
But
it belongs on the list.
Are we going back and forth? Like they're, so you're saying they're not all going to be food?
They're not all going to be food.
Okay. Cries in celiac.
You could shove a cracker up a bird. Okay. Number nine. Turkey. It deserves a spot.
I am floored because you hate turkey. You hate all things Thanksgiving related. When I tell you that you'll like it, just come to my house and have some of my smoked turkey. It's going to change your perspective.
I don't dislike turkey. I will eat turkey. What I don't get is the hype for turkey. Like, why are we so excited for turkey? Like, it's just turkey. You know, you'll eat it because it's there.
I feel that you got this wrong. The sides were always better than the turkey.
No, not at my house. My turkey is dope.
Do you think it should be higher?
Yes,
than
of
nine?
Course.
I wonder about, I've been doing a lot of thinking about ham. You know, ham shows up at every.
Ham is an Easter food.
But
no.
It shows up at Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
I thought ham was Christmas and
no.
Roast beef was Easter.
Ham doesn't need fanfare. It just shows up. It's always there. It's at Christmas. It's at Easter.
No, but
it's
that
at
being
Thanksgiving.
Said, if I'm going for just a deli sandwich, I'm going to pick turkey.
And I would too. That's the secret. A
but
deli
it's
turkey,
the real
but not
turkey
a.
That you're not into.
All right. Okay. But it is nine because the numbers bear it out.
Respectful.
It deserves a spot.
Yeah,
it
is you got that right.
Way higher than nine. Because here's the thing. Walk up to a four-year-old and say, first thing that comes to your mind, Thanksgiving. What are they going to say?
Turkey.
Yeah.
Turkey.
But it's nine on your stupid list?
But it's not because they're excited about it. It's because they've been told by propaganda to be excited about it.
Erica, seriously, lift with your legs when you take the box, okay?
It is
of
propaganda.
My stuff and not of the Taylor Swift
Correct.
Stuff.
The Taylor Swift stays with Aaron and I.
Right, okay.
I'm sorry I got you too confused again like everyone else who listens to the show.
Thanks. I appreciate your apology.
These are the controversial Thanksgiving rankings. At number 8, using the dining room. Always exciting to get the nice plates out, the nice area. It's the kind of the one
look
meal.
Look who's coming over
who even
to the good side.
Has a dining room?
I still have one and I don't even use it on Thanksgiving anymore.
What? When else are you going to use it?
I don't use it. That's why I want a pool table or something there, but it's not quite big enough for that.
That's not exciting. It's the first. Like,
what would be exciting about it? You can't see the TV from that room. So
no,
what's the point?
Sometimes you put the name tags out. It's like a special.
What
it's Thanksgiving
are you talking about?
Dinner.
No.
Is it the dining room?
We do that with Christmas if we're in a home with a dining room, but.
You do name tags?
Oh, probably not.
Okay.
Oh, you don't?
And then
you have the little card table.
Depends on how many people of the family are there.
Okay, yeah.
I always, as the youngest, you would know nothing about this, you J-hole of the oldest
as
child.
The oldest and wisest. Go ahead.
Even when I was 20-something, I'm at the card table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which sucks.
Oh, yeah, the card table.
Because you're sitting there with the kids with the little construction paper turkey head.
And your knees are like up to your...
Yes,
yeah.
It's awful. It's the worst.
Yeah, I'd rather be there though than with the adults trying to talk about politics and
stuff. I'd rather walk around with my plate and sit on a couch and watch football. That's what Thanksgiving is.
No.
Yes, you don't have to sit down. Oh, yeah, no, my house, it's super casual. Everybody's gathered around the island. Nobody sits at a formal
So you're
place.
Not having like a meaningful conversation? You're not going around going, what are you thankful for?
Oh, for the love.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. Number seven.
This is only five. This is so like 10 to five, and that's over, right?
No, we're going to go all the way to one. Number seven is the crisp fall weather.
Okay, you used that in Halloween.
But it's still a part of Thanksgiving. I'm very passionate. Aaron agrees. It should be higher. I kind of think it should be higher, too. Because it's the perfect. There's no
Aaron
snow.
Aaron put the Taylor Swift stuff back in the box. He didn't even get to take his crap.
Oh.
You're leaving your stuff. Because you have outdone yourself, sir. This is the dumbest list. You're recycling old crap. If bread is in here somewhere, I'm going to beat you.
You have such a nice flannel shirt on today because of the crisp fall weather.
You don't get to shove that into Thanksgiving. You are so dumb.
I wouldn't put it in Christmas rankings because it's not. It deserves a spot.
And what happens if it snows before Thanksgiving?
That's part of the crisp fall.
You're playing into his narrative. You're playing into his narrative. Just get one more out.
Number six, Slacker, we're going to get him back here. The backyard football games.
Damn it.
It's awesome. Everyone hates.
That is really fun.
Yeah.
I have bled profusely almost every Thanksgiving. Because you've had quite a bit of alcohol while you're cooking or whatever, so your blood's thin. And then you go out and your kid gets to be 12, 13, and it's finally time to take on the old man. And it's touch football, but they play tackle.
Oh yeah.
And then you're down and they're just kneeing you and stuff. God, what a fun day.
It's a siren song of on Thanksgiving. You end up throwing a football. Even if you don't play, you're throwing 100%. It. You're tossing it around.
You even?
Even me,
wow.
I'm not a football guy, but it just feels like.
Nor a Thanksgiving guy.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's number six on the list.
His list is terrible, but that one was pretty good.
Okay. It only gets better.
If enough people text Fire T-Hack, we won't do the next five.
Okay.
So 303-222-5423. We need 50 people right now to say Fire T-Hack, and this list is over. Otherwise, you'll hear the rest.
Save me.
Next.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
46, 47.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Only 47 people texted in to stop the worst controversial rankings of all time.
I love you, listeners. Thank you.
TX controversial rankings. We'd sing the song again, but that last thing took so long we don't have time. What is your controversial ranking?
These are the controversial Thanksgiving rankings. Not the foods, not the sides, just all things to have to do with the Thanksgiving season.
Okay.
We've done 10 through 6. 10 was stuffing. 9 was turkey, a lot lower than people may think, but it's not.
Or higher.
Yeah. Number 8, using the dining room, always exciting.
That shouldn't even be on the list.
I'm not going to put using the card table like you used to use. That's definitely not on the list. Number 7 is the crisp fall weather.
Which, we did get a lot of text saying there should be some sort of penalty for reusing something.
But it belongs on the Halloween list.
And that's
list.
Not going to be the only thing reused on this list. Yeah, we're pretty sure bread's coming up.
Yeah.
Also, I think I know what number one is, and I'm going to hold it.
It's bread.
No.
It's dinner rolls.
It's I think I know what number one is.
Okay.
We'll see.
I'm sorry. Number 6?
Number 6 was the backyard football game.
Right. The only way he got me to continue this was that. Very strategic on your part to put it in at number 6 when you knew there'd probably be a break in the action.
Well, the numbers bear it out.
Oh, and they crunched the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Number 5... I know Slacker's with me on this one.
Eric is giving me hand.
Doing number crunching.
Oh. I thought you were trying to give me a hint on what you think the number one thing is. And I'm like, Pac-Man? What are you doing?
No, I'm fully, I know.
Write it down.
I know my number
one.
Write it
down.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Write it down so we can see that you know it. Okay.
We're in the top 5. Number 5 is time with family.
Great.
Boo.
No?
I love it. Yeah, it's what I'm looking forward to the most. It's
a couple days, maybe a son coming home, Slacker.
Yeah, you can't be. Yeah,
no, I'm pretty stoked about that.
That's that would be my number one.
It's time with family. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's up there for sure.
I'm actually, Noah and I may get to go to Casa Bonita while he's here.
That is super
exciting. I have a reservation, but I'm not sure if it's going to work out. But if it does, yes, you're winning. Okay. He's got 2 in a row. The rest of this list is complete and utter bull pucky.
I think the top might be just a slam dunk.
Okay.
Okay. Number, let's see, what are we at? Number four.
Yes, sir.
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, yeah.
An all-time classic. Really shines at Thanksgiving.
You have, dude, you can get mashed potatoes. There are certain things.
They hit different on Thanksgiving.
No, it's not.
They do.
The pilgrims made them.
And the gravy.
I'm telling you, I'll roll into Ocean Prime, get some mashed potatoes just for fun.
Why would you pick mashed potatoes over there?
No, you just get it with the tater tots, but the mashed potatoes sometimes real good.
You're also allowed.
Nobody make any reaction to what I'm about to say. Cuba has amazing mashed potatoes with a skirt steak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I bet. Haven't tried them.
I'm not good at poker.
It is really good. I'm just saying. Okay. I'd be happy to take you all over there.
But what is Thanksgiving?
Any of the locations.
Without the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Right, you know, but it's that, like...
That's even the picky eaters will eat the mashed potatoes.
There are certain things. You could put pumpkin pie on this list, which I know you won't because you're a tool.
Pumpkin pie
is exclusive. Like, you're doing Thanksgiving things. And so far, you're naming things that are just, oh, fall weather. It's not Thanksgiving. That's all of fall.
Like mashed potatoes is a staple of Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, can you imagine if you sat down and they're like, we didn't do the potatoes this year.
Yeah, but it's also a staple of any time you have steak. It's also a staple.
No, it's different.
You could go steak frites. You could go green beans.
Like, Monica had to make three different types of potatoes.
And I get it.
Is there any way Forrest Gump over there can stop with steak frites?
Okay. Asparagus.
Baked potatoes. Oh, baked potatoes.
Oh,
you got the baked potato tiny parts.
It's neck and neck. The top three.
Is it the neck?
Number three.
The turkey neck.
No chance.
My former in-laws would I'd throw it away and they're like, no, cook it. And then they just sit there and like little feral, like pterodactyls, like, and you eat the neck together. Like,
I watch so much QVC that when you say turkey neck, I think of a cream that you should rub on your neck because that's what they sell a lot.
Okay.
Number three.
Can we wrap this up?
We can. Dinner rolls.
Ah!
Of course, bread's on the list.
Yeah. Right.
What's
dinner rolls make your controversial rankings of breads?
It did, yeah.
You forgot biscuits, but you remembered dinner rolls?
I did. Yep.
This is the second plagiarized, duplicated thing on the list.
They're allowed to be on multiple things. That's how versatile they are.
Weren't dinner rolls kind of low on the bread list?
They were kind of low. But we don't really do biscuit. Like, what kind of bread do you have at Thanksgiving? It's just kind of rolls, right?
Yeah, it's like a crescent roll.
A crescent roll?
On Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Really?
You forgot.
No, it's dinner rolls, period.
Yeah.
We do
and
both.
By the way,
we do
please,
for sure crescents.
Yeah,
can I steal
both.
The radio station for a second? If you work for King Soopers or Target or anybody, can you tell me who has the Rhodes frozen bread? They sell out every year, and that's what I make my dinner rolls from. I don't want the ones that are already made and you just warm them up. Like, you have the frozen and you set them there and they rise and then you like, and you put them in. They're out already. They're already out at the stores I've hit. I need Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S, frozen bread dough balls, please.
Wow.
303-222-5423.
What a testament to them being number three. Sold out already.
I walked into it.
Yeah,
I did that.
I don't know what number two is going to be, but I looked at what Erica wrote and she's right. She's absolutely right.
For number one?
Yeah.
If it's number two right now, I'm going to be very upset because I just fist bumped really hard.
Let's be ready to claw his eyes out and we'll never have to find out. We could end this at number two if he says it right here.
Okay.
Number two, pie.
Oh, I'm for sure right.
Yeah.
Pie.
Just now, pie in general.
Just pie, because you'll see an apple pie every once in a while out of Thanksgiving. Mostly pumpkin. You'll see a pecan.
A pecan.
You'll see some other flavors.
Don't act like pecan's a dark horse. Pecan is number
pecan
two.
Is elite.
Yeah, pecan is number two
number
to pumpkin.
No.
Oh, over apple, really?
You think? 100%.
At
Thanksgiving, apple doesn't feel fall as much as pecan and
pie,
or pecan.
Pie-wise or list-wise?
Pie-wise.
Pecan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You think it's number one?
Yeah. I hate pumpkin pie.
You're either a lover of pumpkin pie, and I think some people just use it as a vessel for whipped cream to get into their head, or you hate it.
I would bathe in it.
Is that okay?
Yep.
Also, text in 303-222-5423 if you want Erica's OnlyFans where she bathes in pumpkin pie.
We are down to number one.
Yeah, I nailed it.
Now, when you crunch the numbers, when you talk about impact, when you talk about number of sets of eyeballs, number one, Erica, tell them what it is.
The Macy's Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Yeah. 9.
I don't know what to say here because we were just having a sort of awkward conversation off the air. Yeah. It's not awkward. It's basically, has anybody ever dated, like, hack, be careful, don't answer right away. Have you ever dated your best friend? Dated your best friend?
Yeah, the thing in, like, I don't know where it came from, was hooked up with.
Yeah.
One of them. I do not want to share too many details because no one knows much about it.
You have hooked up with a best friend?
Too much already.
You've hooked up with a best friend.
A close friend. A very close friend.
Do you
who was a man.
Oh, I was, yeah. Yeah.
Easy tiger. Here's the problem with Tiak. His wife is his best friend.
Yes.
But you hooked up with her before she was.
Oh, yeah. She was not my friend before. I was actively pursuing her romantically.
Okay.
Before I even met her. You know, like, that was my goal was, like, I want to date her.
Oh, so cute.
See, I was going to say that I've hooked up with a really good friend. But if I'm being honest, which we are supposed to be, I was definitely pursuing her, and that's why I became friends with her.
Yes. Oh. So that one doesn't count.
It doesn't count?
Yeah.
Definitely friends for a very long time through her dating other people, me dating other people, and then...
I still think if you at any point at the beginning were like, I'm interested in them, that's...
From the first time I saw her in eighth grade, I was like... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
She's, yeah.
The friend
and
that
I didn't date her till college.
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay.
Really long game.
Putting in the work.
Yeah. Totally long gamed it.
How long did the dating last?
Long time.
Oh, years interesting. And years and years. Okay. Because I feel often the best friend date, have a fling with whatever. I feel like it doesn't work out.
Why? Because you're already friends.
I know. Like, you have nothing left to learn about each other.
No, you still do, and you can find new stuff. Don't you think? Once you, like...
I don't know. I feel like it's one or the other. You're either married, and it's, like, a rom-com, like, beautiful movie situation, or absolute hellfire.
Oh, no.
Really?
Mine ended up more in the middle.
I feel like it would be, like, we're friends, and then we start making out, and it's like... Ugh.
Yeah.
Like, it's like kissing your sister. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're, it's just.
I agree.
Your chemistry has been wasted on knowing each other's sandwich order, not knowing how to finish the move.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but isn't there always kind of that tension? Like if you are that close with somebody, isn't there always kind of like, yeah, we could make out at any moment. Like I would definitely
kiss should
you.
We?
Yeah. Should we? You know, like you're touching their shoulder and you're playful. And it's like, you just don't get like that with, like you and I don't get like that anymore.
Hellfire.
I think it's weird because I think I'm, for the first time probably in my life, capable of being friends with women without wanting anything.
That's great. Cause that can exist too.
Yeah. It's weird for me. I don't mean that, but I'm just being honest.
It sounds odd to me too. I don't know that I've ever had like a best friend.
Because when you're describing like the touching, I am touched by women, certain women in my life right now that I would not, if there was a moment where it's like we're both just standing there and it's like, I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I am touched by certain
No, I'm just saying, like, you have relationships where you're friends and you're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Like what he's talking about. When you're like, okay, when you go out on a date.
Yeah.
I got to ask the women in the room, because I'm out in the dating world. Do you do it on purpose?
What?
Like, do you purposely send the signal? I've sat across from somebody that we're not necessarily on a date, or maybe it's a first date or whatever, and we just have our whole conversation, it's fine. And then there's times where you're just talking and they're just like, the arm touch.
I think that's like, chemistry.
Yeah.
That's like,
but you don't think that's on purpose? You're not going, hey, like a little.
It is kind of an attention thing of like, hey, I'm feeling something, I'm going to show you.
But I don't know
interest.
But if it's conscious.
That's what I'm asking. Are you thinking?
Yeah.
Reach out and just touch his arm one time.
I would do the thing, like early on dating Dane, I'd like put my hand close to his and see if he would touch my pinky. And it was like
you're thinking of it.
That, but not the like playful taps. I think that is more like subconscious for me.
Because it's so, and then, but as a guy, back me up,
mm-hmm.
every time you're like, oh,
yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
It's a good sign.
It's electric. Yeah.
But, boogie, woogie, woogie.
Yes.
But so what I'm getting at is I have female friends who also do that.
I think and there's like, a difference.
How? It's the exact same motion.
Okay. I have a really good guy friend right now.
Okay.
Or have had him for years. And I would probably, you know, like, ha ha, would literally never do anything.
Are you sure?
I am so certain.
I just and got like, a text that Dane was killed. Still no?
Oh my God. No, like our entire friendship has always never. Been extremely platonic, at least on my end. I don't know about his. But like, I just think your mind goes, friend, possible romance. Friend.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, yeah, okay. I'm just, what if you took one of those friend buckets and just...
Sometimes I think you should try it out. I didn't try one once and I'm sometimes think about it. Not like I don't want to be with Dane, but I'm like, what would have happened?
Nobody save her.
I don't think it's that weird, but okay. It's...
No, I don't think so either.
Like I ended up going to their wedding. I feel nervous that I'm saying too much now.
Okay.
I'm a little bit sweaty.
No, but that makes sense. I think it makes sense. You just wonder, like, oh, did we just miss each other? Did we, yeah. didn't, was one of us supposed to make a move? And it all worked out, but.
Totally. And I'm like, even if one of us had, I think we both still would have ended up where we are, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe you should make the move on all your friends who are touching you. I don't know what the answer is.
I'm going to start with T-Hack.
Oh.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. I'm so confused by that. And I just spit everywhere. I've got a story of a man who took things into his own slimy hands.
Okay. And I've got a story about a cat doing something that there's no way this cat made the choice to do.
Outrageous.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, so this story comes out of Costa Rica.
Costa Rica!
Okay, you both did it. Interesting.
Did you do the same thing?
No, I just kind of laughed. That sounds like the Harlem Shake, the beginning of that song.
Oh my.
I don't remember that.
Boom, 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 boom.
If I had that ready, we would just rock it right now, but I don't. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Remember how insane that trend was?
What a time.
Why were we doing that?
I don't know.
All right.
That's crazy.
Well, back to Costa Rica. So there was a cat.
I'm sorry. Costa Rica!
Back to Costa Rica! There was a cat who was trying to get into
a
prison.
The Harlem Shake right now.
It's so bad.
So yeah, can I get back to my cat?
You can. I feel really bad that I...
That was a letdown.
Very okay, cool. Bye. Okay, so there was a cat that was trying to get into a prison.
Oh.
And as... Just wait.
What?
When officials arrived, they found that the cat was not just a cat trying to get into a prison. The cat was a drug smuggler.
What?
The cat had 236 grams of marijuana and 68 grams of heroin strapped to its back, which means...
That's a lot.
Hold on.
Either the cat made this choice on their own.
Yes, it's...
Or they somehow trained the cat to be a drug smuggler.
Okay. Neither feels plausible.
Neither feels right.
Oh, my God.
And that's that.
Okay.
All right. These cats would be kidding me, right, meow?
Yeah.
I'm over here trying to work the word cat into Pablo S. Cat Bar.
Oh. All right, that's a good one.
And it just occurred to me as I was saying it. Yeah. There we go.
Good job.
Okay. That's a great one.
A man in Sweden.
The boomer shooting.
What?
Ish.
Don't you
remember? Oh,
let's ride a bike.
The boomer shooting.
I don't know what that's from.
You remember the weird little Muppet with the arms? Is like,
The Swedish Chef. Yeah,
the Swedish Chef.
For sure.
Oh. You always said the boomer shooting.
No.
This bad boy is as far off the rails as it gets.
Yep.
All right, here's so a man in Sweden took things into his own slimy hands when he decided to dump a bag of quote-unquote killer slugs...
What?
...into his neighbor's garden.
To kill all the things in her garden?
What? I think so. I'm really hoping they're not, like, to kill her and more, like, the plants.
Okay.
He claimed that he wasn't doing anything. He wasn't bullying her, but then what? They the neighbors came out and were like, "Nah, we saw it happen."
He like drive by slug, like he slugged
yeah.
her. He
yeah,
like, slug bug.
The yeah. last time this happened slug to someone,
don't
eat slugs. It's from Harry Potter. He had to pay almost $2,000 in fine and
Erica,
fines
I just
and damages.
To bring you up to speed. She did this story. She had no desire to do this.
Yeah,
story.
No, I barely
she
read it.
She just wanted to do a Harry Potter story.
Right, right.
All right. Should we bring this bad boy home?
Yeah.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.